Today's podcast is about people who believe their opinions are the only right ones. Recently, I saw something on Facebook. The post was about how single women without children rank highest in happiness according to some study. I didn't read the article to know who did the study or any details of it, but I did notice the comments in the article, and they were pretty shocking to say the least. Some people said, of course they are, because single childless women aren't tied down to lazy husbands and bratty kids, or similar very negative comments. Other people said it's impossible for single childless women to be happy, because God made human beings to be married and make a family together. People on both sides of the argument were extremely adamant that they were completely right, and the other side was completely wrong. I've noticed the same scenario with other topics, such as politics or eating meat versus being vegetarian. Frankly, I find it utterly disturbing. There are many issues like this that aren't black and white, right or wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with people's beliefs on either side of many issues. What is wrong is the fact that some people think it's their right to shove their views onto other people as if their views are the only right ones. It's controlling, very disrespectful, and even typical behavior of many narcissists. This behavior becomes even more disturbing to me when the pushy person claims to be a Christian. The Bible states Christians aren't supposed to judge other people according to Romans 2:1 and Matthew 7:1, just to name a couple of examples. We're only to judge things in a discerning way. We're to judge if someone or something is good or bad for us. We're to judge our own words and behavior, doing and saying what is godly and avoiding things that aren't. Judging for the purpose of criticism or as an attempt to change someone, however, is a big problem. Clearly, it's wrong to judge a person for doing something that isn't wrong. For example, if someone prefers to remain single, then as a Christian, it isn't your place to tell this person how wrong and evil they are for their choice. Their choice is hurting no one, and it works well for them. And God isn't going to condemn this person to hell for not wanting to get married. If God doesn't have a problem with a behavior, people shouldn't either. Romans 14, 1-4 in the Amplified Bible explains the best way to handle differing opinions. It says, "As for the one whose faith is weak, accept him into your fellowship, but not for the purpose of quarreling over his opinions. One man's faith permits him to eat everything, while the weak believer eats only vegetables to avoid eating ritually unclean meat, or something previously considered unclean. The one who eats everything is not to look down on the one who does not eat, and the one who does not eat must not criticize or pass judgment on the one who eats everything, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge the servant of another? Before his own master he stands approved or falls out of favor. And he who serves the master, the Lord, will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand." I know there are times it can be extremely difficult when someone's thinking is much different than yours. Rather than get into disagreement, though, keep in mind what Romans 14, 1-4 says. Let that person have their beliefs without your criticism. If they opt to criticize you or try to change your thinking, don't get drawn into a disagreement. Each of you is entitled to your own opinion. Thank you for listening to my podcast.